the Public News Service Daily Newscast, July 13th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Indigenous advocates kick off educational listening sessions in rural Montana this month. That's to educate Native Americans about actions the state legislature took this session that will affect them.
The group Western Native Voice holds culturally tailored community meetings to ensure Montana's Native Americans are engaged in and educated about policy decisions that affect their lives. The group is embarking on a series of listening and teaching sessions to help Native populations around Montana understand issues ranging from health care to voting rights. The group's deputy director, Adam Beeves Fisher, says equal access to polls, mail-in ballots, and broadband internet are especially crucial in rural areas and disproportionately affect Montana's indigenous population.
These are real challenges that when you are faced with raising a family, going to work, when you have these extra barriers that rural Montanans are facing, that creates a real disincentive to vote and engage in the process.
I'm Mark Moran.
Meantime, Ray Epps, a Trump supporter who became the focus of right-wing conspiracy theories after he protested in Washington on January the 6th, has filed a defamation lawsuit against Fox News and former host Tucker Carlson. That from NBC News. In his lawsuit, Epps accuses Fox of telling a fantastical story that he acted as a government-sponsored instigator of the violence that ensued as Congress sought to count the electoral votes to certify Joe Biden's victory. Women's rights groups are urging the public not to back down in what they see as an ongoing battle to defend academic freedom and the broader struggle for social justice. More on that now from this Ms. Magazine Florida News Connection collaboration.
One Republican-backed higher education bill sought to prohibit degree programs related to critical race theory, gender studies, and intersectionality. But impacted groups mobilized and rallied against it at the Capitol and signed petitions, forcing sponsors to make the bill less explicit and prescriptive about where material should be excluded from the curriculum. Carsonia Wise-Whitehead with the National Women's Studies Association says, despite the changes, it is troubling to see the notion of curriculum banning gaining traction.
We have to remain vigilant because this is, I would say, not the beginning of a long battle. We are only in the first inning of what is going to be a long battle to make sure that the free spaces of education that we have, that they are not taken away from us.
Classes could be barred if they include theories that systemic racism, sexism, oppression, and privilege are inherent in the institutions of the United States. I'm Tramell Gomes.
This is Public News Service. New federal data shows inflation is cooling off in a big way. The relief comes out of the heels of a Minnesota policy report detailing how rural areas experienced the situation when consumer prices were peaking.
The consumer price index rose 3% in June, the smallest 12-month increase since early 2021. Coinciding with the promising numbers is a recent report from Minnesota's Center for Rural Policy and Development. President of Research Marnie Werner says when inflation was at much higher levels, a different scenario was playing out for small communities far removed from urban centers.
Natural gas and petroleum products like gas for your car and LP for heating, that especially affected rural areas because gas can cost more in rural areas because of that cost of delivering.
Overall expenses were up 42% for rural areas between 2021 and 2022, compared with 10% for urban areas. I'm Mike Moen.
And after years of grassroots advocacy, Maine will become the 13th state in the nation to adopt a mandatory paid family and medical leave program.
Employers and employees will split a 1% payroll tax to fund the program, allowing many workers to take up to 12 weeks of paid leave each year to care for a newborn or a sick family member. Bridget Quinn with AARP Maine lauds the new program for its generous definition of family member, which acknowledges that can sometimes mean a neighbor or even a dear friend.
It's really important that we recognize that those relationships are just as important as family, and it's really lovely that we have that language included.
Quinn says there are an estimated 166,000 unpaid caregivers in Maine who will ultimately benefit from the program. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
Finally, Eric Tegetthoff lets us know childcare, one of the costliest services for families all across the country. Advocates for child well-being say Washington State has positioned itself to tackle the issue going forward.
Staffing remains one of the toughest issues for childcare facilities. Ryan Preco with Child Care Aware of Washington says in some extreme cases, programs have been faced with tough decisions.
They actually have to kick families out of their program and no longer serve them. And those are some heartbreaking scenarios that we see play out.
Preco notes that programs have to adhere to strict staffing ratios to ensure they aren't overburdened and that every kid is getting the care they need. The national average cost for childcare was nearly $11,000 in 2022, according to a study by Child Care Aware of America.
Passed in 2021, the Fair Start for Kids Act expands eligibility for the state's Working Connections Child Care. This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your day with Public News Service. Remember, and let's support it. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.